Tell us a little bit about the company you're representing, Energy and Combustion Services. What are you guys involved with?
Gareth, we are involved in two areas of the economy, mining, so large mining and large industrial customers, people who manufacture products and things. Mm. We offer the full scope of energy management from consulting services right through to technologies, but we emphasize our activities on energy management technologies, information technologies. How do you deal with energy data, and how do you know whether you're good or bad? So we have a lot of technology sets that we provide to our large customers that they then use to drive the energy management. We also a management and verification inspection body with the new 12L incentives. So we accredited by SANAS as a NNV inspection body for the 12L tax.
Okay, and the mining and large industry you mentioned, I mean, they could be having a major role in terms of the energy saving and the close to the borderline of where we are in terms of energy management. What sort of role are you seeing them playing, and are they really addressing their energy saving and sustainability?
Yes, definitely. Mining is massive consumers of energy. They've got large-scale operations. They have very complex operations. But historically, they have a massive challenge with respect to energy management. Mm. It's really to do with their scale and the nature of mining. You know, it's extremely difficult to control energy in say, open-pit mining operations and large scale. There's so many interactive effects on energy. And also your decisions that you make are long-term. So the equipment classes that you select, you know, the activity that and the problems that you encounter as you mine have really, really long-term effects on energy.
Yeah.
So they have been active for many, many years in technologies and mining applications that are now proving to show value in energy efficiency, as well as the control of energy. Because there's one thing saving energy, it's making sure that you that you plan for energy.
Mm. So you're saying that these large mines and large industry are doing like all they can, and it's companies like yourselves that are really assisting them to try and reduce their energy and be efficient as possible?
No, certainly. What they've done, large mining and industrial customers of ours, they've really have very strong strategies, long-term strategies to include all their vendors, all the equipment suppliers, all the consultants, and wherever they can access good technologies and good information that they have. Mm-hmm. And they've structured it into an integrated way of looking at energy efficiency and energy savings. And even though the complexity of the operations sometimes limit what they can do, they certainly have, for as far as I can remember, for the last 8 years at least, spent a lot of effort to get a handle on energy.
Yes.
And the technologies that would enable it.
Mm. And are they being notified on a regular basis about the reality, about how close we are to load shedding and the crisis? Are they constantly being engaged with by the national utility?
Yes, on the electrical side, I'm not really...
Sure.
We don't offer many much services around those activities. We focus mainly on fuels and the thermal side of mining operations.
Because you are presenting at the Southern African Association for Energy Efficiency Convention about an energy planning tool that your company has come up with. Can you give a little bite size about what it's all entails and what you'll be speaking of at the convention?
Okay, certainly. One of the problems you have with large industrial and mining operations is you plan to produce or mine, and the energy will follow.
Yes, yes.
So it's now extremely difficult in a complex operation to plan with energy in mind. So we've created this tool with a large mining corporate company that allows you to plan production and energy at the same time. So your choices you make around production about which machines you'd use, the number of machines, the interaction between the machines, the layout of the mine, all these interactive effects on energy can be planned for in your planning phase. So you can make decisions about your production or you produce so that you can have a handle on your energy before you even start producing. Mm. So the emphasis is on this tool. However, it's really to do with what is available in terms of modern IT technology and tools that you can use for when you're planning your production, you can also plan your energy.
Yes. Okay, so this is what the tool is all about. You'll obviously be talking a little bit more about it at the convention. I just wanted to end with the convention because this is an event that's been running for more than 10 years, and it's a real celebration of bringing some of the best minds and best practice in the country together, and the Green Hour very much part of that. Do you still see it's important to have events like this and to have such a thing as the South African Association for Energy Efficiency Convention?
Yeah, certainly. I appreciate it. We send a number of our staff there, and they always get a lot of value out of it. And there's really two elements that are important for me. Is the varied scope of applications. When you are busy in your own realm of activity, you tend not to look over the fence and see what else is happening out there.
Yes.
And the SAE. EEC provides varied applications, insights into other areas, and I appreciate that. It really widens my eyes to see what other specialists are up to. The second one is validation of purpose. When you're in the energy consulting space like ourselves, very often you question whether you actually are providing value to the economy and value to business, because you often get quite negative responses to energy activity.
Yes.
And when you're meeting with like-minded people in the conference-type environment, you really have a validation of what you're busy with.
Excellent.
And you have a renewed, almost like a renewed spirit when you finish, that there is definitely something out there and you can make a difference to our country.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Mark, just some more information about your company and the services that you offer. Is there a website we can go to?
Yes, it is. There's the website is enerserv.co.za. It's enerserv.co.za.